tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world.
Welcome, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy you've decided to join me here on the Hope Show today. I hope all of you have had a good week. I know it's difficult during these times with all the turmoil that's going on in our world. It's hard to still find peace in our hearts and our minds. And we're probably in for very bumpy times ahead. And our world is changing more and more every day. But we still have hope in Christ Jesus. And, you know, as I've been preparing for this message today, it's been very emotional for me. Just, you know, due to the content of today's message, it's been very emotional. Yes, we are probably in for some very bumpy times ahead. But you know what, folks? God has the final say. He is the one that's in control. It's very important to remember that right now. It's easy to buy into all the fear in the world right now. But if we dwell on it too much, it will consume us. And folks, I'm trying, and I suggest that each one of you out there too, don't get caught up in that fear. Don't get consumed by everything that's going on in this world right now, because it will consume you from the inside out. And so folks, I'm taking one day at a time, the very best I can. And I'm trying not to focus so much on what Satan would have me to focus on, you know, like fear and doubt and anxiety and all these things. And I have to really be on top of it. I have to be armored up with God every moment to not feed into all these negative emotions. But I know that our God is on top of this. And I know that even if the second coming is soon, I know that for believers, there is hope in Jesus. And I know that no matter what, it's going to be a win-win for us. But where my heart is heavy is for the lost souls. For those who don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ right now. I have family members who do not have a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, as I know all of you do out there too. And I'm praying for them every day, as you should be also, but I know you already are. But like I said, today's message is really emotional for me. And so, today's message is about, we're going to be studying a little bit about the Revelations and the book of Revelation, and there's so much that I was not able to fit in today. You know, God was filling my mind with all these things, and I was typing as fast as my little fingers would go. But I want you to listen to today's message very closely, very carefully. And God willing, we'll have another week for me to share more. But it is very, very important for us to remember that God has the final say, that He is the one that's in control. It's easy to buy into all the fear in the world right now. And as I said, if we continue to dwell on it day after day, moment after moment, it'll consume us. God says over and over in the Bible, do not fear. Do not worry. Do not let your heart be anxious. Friends, when we allow these emotions to take over, we are showing a seed of doubt in our Heavenly Father. And as I said, you know I'm not in control. God is at the helm of my ship. And so, I try to take the media with a grain of salt, because if I listen to it, and I feed into it, and I buy into it for very long at all of a sudden, Satan has got me in the throes, you know, and I am starting to feel fearful, and worried, and doubtful, and anxious, and all these other negative things that are not of God. And so, I have to keep myself at a distance from all this media. Not all of it, but a lot of it. Because I know God's in control, and I can't control what's going to happen in the future. He does. And so I choose to stay on the positive side of things. I choose to keep my faith in God. I choose to follow God in all things in my life to the best of my ability. I'm not perfect. None of us are. But the only thing that we can keep doing is just keep on doing what God requires us to do. And so I live one day at a time. And if you guys out there are battling with fear and worry and doubt and anxiety, I would highly suggest that you distance yourself from the things that are causing you this. Negative people in your life, the media, whatever. I'm not saying don't listen to anything. I'm not saying stay away from it. You know, bury your head in the sand. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, be armored up with the Word of God and choose very carefully what you let, what you allow into your mind. So, do not fear. The Bible tells us, do not fear, do not worry, do not let our hearts be anxious. Our Heavenly Father talks about that in the Bible a lot. Doubt is one of Satan's favorite ways to turn people away from God. If you recall, he used that on Adam and Eve in Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field and that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat any tree of the garden?'" And this is where the doubt and the deception started for all mankind. Satan still uses doubt against each and every one of us every day. One thing Satan knows to be a fact is that if he plants a single seed of doubt in a person's mind, that individual can allow it to grow without Satan ever lifting another finger to do anything else. So doubt comes from two sources, Satan and ourselves. When it comes to faith, having doubt is not the same as having questions. Everyone runs into times when things don't make sense. But questions are a good thing. They help us to better understand God's Word and seek truth. But doubt is not a good thing. We need to trust that God is going to provide the answer and look for it. When we doubt, it shows a lack of faith in God. Doubt is of Satan. Friends, I know I'm going down a bit of a rabbit hole this morning, but I want you to understand that there is a whole lot of doubt and trust issues in this world right now. There's a whole lot of chaos. There's a whole lot of things behind the scenes that most of the Americans and people of other countries do not know. But as Christians, we need to have strong faith, unshakable faith, faith that will move mountains, absolute faith in God right now. Whatever happens in the coming days, weeks, months ahead, we need unwavering faith in God. The only way that we have this is by having an intimate relationship with God and walking beside Him daily, mimicking His footsteps, His very character, His very nature. This is what will get us through these difficult times that we are facing. There is absolutely no room for doubt. We are either all in, on fire for God, or we aren't. That's it. Period. Friends, none of us know what will happen tomorrow. I don't know how much longer that the Hope Return Show will be on air each week. And I don't say this to scare you. I don't say this to upset you. Everything as we know it right now is shifting under our feet. Tomorrow is not a guarantee for any of us. And every message from God is very important. But today, I believe, today's message, I believe is even more important that we really, really, really listen up today. My husband Shaziz, his network, our radio, have all been under attack for quite some time. And it's only by the grace of God that we are still here with all of you today. I'm sure that all of you have noticed in prior weeks that sometimes Shaziz's radio shows, the Hope Show Returns, will suddenly become all garbled up and it will skip around and sometimes you can't hear us very well. And this is why, because we are under attack. People do not want us to speak the truth. More and more, the media and all sorts of other places do not want the truth to come out, and they are shutting down Facebook accounts, Twitter accounts, all media accounts that talk about what is happening in this world today. If you are not on the right side of these folks that are running these media platforms, you are subject to termination online. The media platforms are censoring our freedom of speech. As the Bible says, Christians will be persecuted for their beliefs. Christians have been persecuted for years, but it's ramping up more and more as time goes by. And so, friends, I just want to give all of you a heads up about Shaziz Radio and so many other networks out there, too. Not just ours, along with so many more broadcasting networks. These online broadcasting networks are being shut down left and right. And this program may also be shut down soon. And so if that happens, if I lose touch with all of you guys, it is not of my own choice. I will continue with the Hope Show as long as I possibly can. But should there come a day that you can't find this program online, then all of you will know why this has happened. But for now, Shaziz and I are going to stay online until something forces us not to be. And if this happens, and I'm praying it will not, we all need to be praying for this country, for our freedom of speech, for the authorities in high places. But I want all of you to know, and I know Shaziz wants all of you to know, that we love each and every one of you, and we are praying for each of you. Friends, keep your faith strong. God is still in control, and He's got a plan. He has all of us in the palm of His hands. And also be praying for all the lost souls. Pray that they will come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ before it's too late. And so today's message is we're going to be talking about studying Revelation. I've already taken up a lot of time on other things, but at this time, won't you please join me in this opening prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity for all of us to join together today. Thank you for all of us being able to come to worship you, praise you, hear your message, and fellowship together. Father, we know that we owe our very lives to you, because without you, we are nothing. From dust we came, and from dust we shall return. In these times of uncertainty, you are and always will be our refuge, our strength, our strong tower, an ever-present help in times of trouble. Father, we know that you did not give us a spirit of fear, but instead a spirit of power, of love, and discipline. We are created in your image. Father, soften each of our hearts today to receive the message that you would have for us, to restore us, renew us, strengthen our faith. Father, place a hedge of protection around our mind, our heart, our soul, our family. Keep us armored up to face whatever comes our way. Keep us safe from the evil one. Dear Father, please anoint this vessel. And may the words I speak come from you and not of my own understanding. In Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Thank you for joining me in that opening prayer. So let's dig in and get started. The study of Revelation, the last book of the Bible. The book is written by John the Elder. This final book of the Bible unveils the final victory of Jesus' second coming. Our Bible verse of the day is found in Matthew 24, 6 through 13. And if you have your Bibles, turn to that and read along. If not, just listen as I read these verses. You will hear wars and rumors of wars. But see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Friends, that's a powerful, powerful, powerful message. Many people don't want to talk about or study the book of Revelation. The title of the book comes from a Greek word for apocalypse, referring to an unveiling or disclosure of something as yet unknown. Some fear it, some find it confusing. The Bible has 66 books within its pages. As with any book, you must start from the very beginning and read through the entire book to make any sense of the final chapter. If you start with the last chapter and only read that, then obviously you are going to be very confused because you've missed out on a lot of the important information between the front and back covers. All those pages in between. The book of Revelation is brought upon us because of our own human sinful nature. God sacrificed his only son, Jesus, to come save us all from our sin. He paid that debt for each and every one of us so that we could be reunited with God. Jesus was the bridge. Every last ounce of his blood, every last ounce of his blood had to be drained before we could be reborn and our sins washed white as snow. Our sins thrown as far from the east to the west, thrown into the sea, as far as from the east to the west. Forgiven, and never to be spoken of again. Though our Heavenly Father made this great sacrifice, Jesus died on the cross for all of our sins. And even still, there are multitudes of people who did not accept this saving grace, who still do not accept this saving grace, and still to this day continue to live in sin. From that, we see what has happened to this world today. This world is Satan's playground. Darkness and evil reign. The world is overcome with sin, hate, and chaos. God knew this would happen. God created all of us with free will. He will not force himself upon anyone. Friends, we have a world full of lost souls. And the sin and the darkness is so great. And this is where the book of Revelation comes in. We have mothers and fathers, daughters and sons, aunts and uncles, cousins, friends, co-workers, grandchildren. This world is full of lost souls. I pray for each and every one of them. But as I said, God created all of us with free will, and He's not going to force Himself upon anyone. God already knew that all of this would end just like this. The book of Revelation is an apocalyptic, prophetic book. It starts out with letters written to seven churches, then describes a series of prophetic visions, and then ends with the second coming of Jesus. Why is this book so important to us? The answer is that it provides the clearest biblical portrait of the events of the tribulation. Some call it the end times. The tribulation will be a time of judgment, a time when those left on earth after the rapture, which is Jesus' second coming, where believers will be taken up out of this world and brought up to heaven, took up to heaven to be with our Heavenly Father. The tribulation will be a time of judgment. Where people who are non-believers will suffer deeply. John pictured this judgment as a series of 21 events. And this will all begin with the breaking of the seven seals, the blowing of the seven trumpets, and the pouring of the seven bowls. This grand judgment on the sinfulness of humanity shows the seriousness with which God views sin. Payment will be exacted from those who are not covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. The book of Revelation is the consequence of human sin in this world, of anxiety, fractured families, environmental concerns, violence, debilitating illnesses, and terrorism, just to name a few. Nowhere else in the Bible does it reveal the finality of God's just judgment alongside His immense saving grace toward His redeemed people. The book of Revelation is the only book in the Bible that motivates the believer by promising a blessing to those who read and obey it, and a curse to those who tamper around with it, not taking it seriously. The Bible tells us, "I warn everyone who hears the word of prophecy of this scroll. If anyone adds anything to them, God will add that to that person, the plagues described in this scroll. And if anyone takes words away from this scroll of prophecy, God will take away from that person any share in the tree of life." All of this is very sobering. And I don't know about any of you, but I choose to be on the positive side of things when Judgment Day comes. There is so much to study in the book of Revelation. I can't possibly cover it all in 1 hour. And so, perhaps, God willing, if we are still doing live broadcasts next week, and if God leads me to do so, in which He is, there will be a part 2 next week explaining the book of Revelation better. If we are not able to do a live broadcasting, I strongly urge you to study the book of Revelation on your own. It is quite literally a life or death situation. And friends, if you don't take me serious about that, trust me when I say it's something to be taken serious. Don't wait to find out. And while you're pondering that, I'm going to go to a short break. So please stay tuned into the second half of today's message.
Down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. Left my side, though my heart is torn. I will praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind. You heard my cry to you and raised me up again. Strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives. Takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I've cried, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the Maker of heaven and earth.
Now praise you in this storm.
leave no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. I have a hope found in your name. I have a strength found in your grace, your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over. Make way through the waters, walk me through the fire, do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. Shut the mouths of lions, bring dry bones to life, and do what you are famous for, what you are famous for. I believe in you, God, I believe. You will never fail. Your name is powerful, your words unstoppable, all things are possible. I believe there is no doubt, 'cause I have seen your faithfulness, my fortress, over and over.
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I'm so happy you've tuned in to listen to God's Word today here on the Hope Show. If you are just tuning in, we are discussing the book of Revelation today. I'm not going to take the time to recap. There's so much important information in the book of Revelation, and I know I'm moving through this pretty fast, and I won't get to all of it today. But God willing, there will be a part two next week, and we'll dig deeper into what it all means. Today's message is kind of like an overview message. Before the break, we were talking about the importance of studying the book of Revelation. Reading and following what the Bible says in obedience, right down to the letter. So, friends, there is always hope in Jesus Christ, no matter what we face. As believers, we are promised a way of escape when things get really bad. And that applies to any and all situations. As gloomy as the book of Revelation sounds, there's also blessings to be found in this book. In Revelation 1:3, the Bible says, "Blessed is he who reads, who read, and those who hear the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near." There's a promise in this verse. The one who reads this and responds in obedience to what they hear will be blessed. It implies that there is great benefit to the believer who studies and understands this writing. In Revelation 14:13, the Bible says, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say, Write this, Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit, they will rest from their labor, for their deeds will follow them." In Revelation 16:15, "Blessed is the one who stays awake and remains clothed, so as not to go naked and be shamefully exposed." In Revelation 19:9, the Bible says, "Then the angel said to me, Write this, Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb." And he added, "These are the true words of God." In Revelation 26, the Bible says, "Blessed and holy are those who share in the first resurrection. The second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. In Revelation 22:7, the Bible tells us, "Look, I am coming soon. Blessed is the one who keeps the words of the prophecy written in this scroll." And in Revelation 22:14, the Bible tells us, "Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates into the city." The message of Revelation is as relevant today as ever before, as our world seems to be descending more and more daily into utter evil and chaos. This book is God's open letter to us and contains critical information about our future. Friends, it is so, so very important. I can't emphasize that enough, that each of us know about the future events that will take place so that we can be well equipped in preparing for those things. We cannot understand where we are right now if we don't understand where we're going. In this life, it can sometimes feel like Satan is winning. When we look at this world and all the atrocities that are taking place right now, it's easy to be discouraged. We can clearly see Satan's work around every corner. But the book of Revelation isn't meant to be scary or confusing. It's meant to open our eyes and reveal things that are currently happening in the world and the things that are yet to come. Some would argue that it's bliss to be ignorant of certain things. But I can promise you, this is not one of those moments. Lack of knowledge will send you to a place you don't want to go. A place you most certainly do not want to spend eternity in. The book of Revelation is meant to renew our hope for our future in Christ, by reminding us that He is the victor, and He will return in all His glory and rule over us. Satan will one day be bound for good. Christ will bring justice through His righteous judgment, and we will be gloried in Him forever. These are all the verses that you can find. All these verses that I just read, they are verses in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation is a picture book. You may never have thought of it that way, but it's a book that uses symbols and signs to communicate the message of what is called the end times. Friends, for the time that we have left today, I want to give you some simple suggestions for studying Revelation on your own time. First of all, read the book of Revelation. Read the entire Bible, for that matter. That's a must if we want to get to know God and His truth. as in reading any other part of the Bible. Reading our instruction manual for living should be motivated by the desire to know and love God. Even though reading the book of Revelation might be troubling for some, it's important to read it with God in mind. Think of the rest of the entire Bible, from beginning to end. Put it all in proper perspective. Think like God did, and like He still does. What does God love? What does God hate? How does He respond to mankind? How does He describe Himself? We want to read the Bible in such a way that we can slowly compile a correct character of the God who saves us all. Secondly, notice the descriptions of Jesus. He is the center figure of this book. If you love Jesus, you should be excited to read Revelation. It should be one of your favorite books of the Bible. From the beginning, the Bible shows Jesus stripped of His godlike qualities and humbly embracing the form of man to save us from our sins. But in Revelation, we get the opportunity to see Him in His full glory, restored to His proper place as King. And thirdly, I want you to notice the nature of mankind. Though we may not know when all these things might happen or if they have even already happened, there is much that we can learn about the nature of mankind. Friends, pay attention to those who refuse to repent. How they treat God and and God's people. And notice what happens to them. Notice all of the believers, how they have responded to God's offer of salvation with faith and repentance. And look at all the blessings and how God speaks to them. There is much to be learned about the fallen nature of mankind and the promises for the redeemed in the book of Revelation. Further, let's notice God's extreme patience. Look at how long this world has been in decline. At any moment, God could have said, "Enough is enough. I'm so disgusted. I'm done with this. I'm done with all of you. I'm wiping this slate clean." He could have given up on us at any time. And yet He didn't, and He hasn't. He held out as long as possible for the lost souls to find redemption, because He doesn't want there to be any lost souls. We don't want to get to heaven and never see our loved ones again, those lost souls that just refuse to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus. We don't want that either. We best be praising God right now and thanking Him for His grace and His mercies that we have this extra time. We have had this extra time to reach all the lost souls. He loves His children, and He wants each and every one of us to spend eternity with Him. Friends, read about the rebellion of mankind, of their refusal to repent from murders and demon worship. You can find some of this in Revelation 9, 20, and 21. At this point, you would have thought that it would surely be the end. But in the next few chapters, after that, God sends two witnesses and three angels to yet again proclaim the gospel and warn of the coming judgment to all who live on earth. Even while this earth is full of the vilest of offenders, God shows His patience in holding back His wrath and His mercy by not pulling the plug on earth and all who reside in it. It's amazing to see God's goodness on the backdrop of such wickedness. Friends, then, notice the end of Satan. As you read through Revelation, even though the book of Revelation might seem to highlight Satan's power, if you read it closely, it's actually a statement about his weakness and his impending doom, an end to our mighty foe. This reminds me of a hymn from Martin Luther that states, "A mighty fortress is our God. The prince of darkness grim, we tremble not for him. His rage we can endure, for lo, his doom is sure." Friends, we can walk confidently in this life because we are friends with Christ Jesus. And Christ Jesus is the one that's going to defeat him. Friends, read prayerfully. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit in our lives is to guide us into all the truth. If you have trusted in Jesus as your only hope for salvation from your sins, God has given you His Spirit. When you read, ask for His help to understand. In all things, let your petitions be known to God. Friends, this hour has gone by so fast, at an alarming rate of speed. There's so much more that needs to be said about the book of Revelation. As I said in the beginning of today's message, for those of you who may have missed the first part of the message, I don't wish to alarm you, but as many of you already know, this world is changing. Media is being influenced by things outside of our control. Things are being censored and removed from media. My husband Shaziz, our radio network, has fallen prey to these things as well, as so many other live broadcasts have fallen prey also. We have been under attack for a very, very long time for speaking up, speaking truth. And we have concerns that very soon we may be the next ones to be removed from media. I pray this will not be the last of the Hope Show. We need all of your prayers that it won't be the last of our entire network and the work that we do on Shaziz's programs and on this program for the kingdom of God. But friends, know that if this does happen, we love all of you. We are praying for all of you. And not a one of you will be forgotten. You will always remain in the center of our hearts. Shaziz and I love you as we love our own immediate family. And we pray for each and every one of you out there every day, just as we pray for our own. Friends, don't give up. There is hope in Jesus. And though we may be persecuted for believing in Him, this is not the end of our story. It's not the end of our story. God willing, we will remain online, doing what the both of us love to do most: speaking truth about God and country. So let's bow our head in a closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that You are the God of refuge. You are mighty, powerful, righteous, and true. Today we come to you in prayer for this country, this nation, for Earth, for this world, for the lost souls. We ask for your love and your protection and your provision. We know that you are the one true source of hope. Please be a place of refuge and a constant presence of love and support for all of those experiencing fear, anxiety, loneliness. Please care for all of us that have physical needs, and those of us who are struggling to provide for our families. Bring peace and healing to those who have lost loved ones through death and who have lost soul loved ones within our families, within our communities, within our churches. Bring peace and healing to those who have all this and dealing with life-threatening illnesses. Please help us to come to you for hope and for guidance during these times of uncertainty. It's through grace that we can continue to serve one another in your name, no matter the circumstance. We ask for peace to replace the anxiety. Father, watch over and protect all of us and guide the people in authority to make the right decisions, to change their heart, to break their heart for what breaks yours. Father, thank you for today's message. Father, thank you for doing a work in me. Thank you for all the answered prayers in advance. God bless each and every one of you out there today. God willing, until next Saturday, same time, same place. Friends, prayer works. And we need an abundance of it. Right now. Prayer works. Keep praying. Keep your eyes focused on above. Focused on Jesus, no matter what happens, no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, no matter the persecution. Just keep walking this earth, looking up. We have a friend in Jesus. Keep looking up. Run that good race. At the end of that good race, God will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Don't look behind you. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that, because I should say, don't let any man or woman be left behind. Keep working for the kingdom of God. Keep reaching out to those souls. Don't give up on one person. And don't you give up either. Friends, I just love you all so much. But now I'm just rambling. So, God bless all of you. God, I just pray that you keep each and every one of us out there safe. put a hedge of protection around each of us, each of our minds, our hearts, our souls, our families. And so this concludes today's message. This is not goodbye. This is until next Saturday, because God prevails.
Yeah.